From the Center for Alternatives to Summer TV Reruns, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. For you aviation fans and fans of reality TV, you may remember the series Airline. It was back in 2004, and it ran for 3 seasons. In fact, I still see an episode every now and again on basic cable, but that is not what I'm here to talk about. What I am here to talk about is the new docu-series. Don't you love that term? Docu-series all about Southwest Airlines. It's called On the Fly, and it's on Thursdays at 9, 8 Central on TLC. For those of you in Mountain and Pacific time, I have no idea what time it comes on. You're on your own on that one. But it's a fun show. I really enjoyed this show. You know, we just opened up our doors. Well, not literally. But, you know, video crews came into the ramp. They went down and dispatched the CS&S centers, formerly known as reservations. They went into terminals, into offices. I think they went to 11 stations. They went into several of the crew bases, like the flight attendants and pilots. They shot our employees doing volunteer work out in the community doing things, you know, just all over the place. Recently, two of the employees from the show were in town for another reason, and I grabbed an interview with them. So here we are. It's Z from Baltimore and Jennifer from Denver, two lovely ladies who like their jobs and didn't seem to mind cameras being stuck in their faces while they did it. So really, in fact, a big thank you to all of the employees who helped out with this docu-series. Here you go. Well, now I'm here with Jennifer from Denver and Zanetta from Baltimore. And in fact, you go by Z, I think.
I do.
Well, tell me, first off, did you two know each other before you started shooting for the new TLC show?
No, we had never met before.
So you just hosted a TV show here for the Southwest employees. Had you ever met before this one? How about you, Jenny?
No.
I'm sorry, I called you Jenny. Do you ever go by that?
No.
Oh, see, my wife's name's Jennifer, so sorry.
Yes, I do. I'm from Kansas originally, so everybody there calls me Jenny.
Okay, so you have met since you've been doing this production.
Yes.
Now, so how did the on-the-fly producers select you guys? Were you interviewed, or how'd you go? How did that happen?
No, basically they just had everybody sign a waiver, and most people did not want to do it, and they just tried to film the people who wanted to, and I think we just signed the waiver and decided, yeah, sure, use my face.
And so then the producers would run around, and if something happened or something interesting, they would start to follow you guys. Is there anything memorable happened that you think made the air? Because you haven't seen the shows yet, have you?
No, we haven't seen the shows yet. There are a couple of incidents where we were just like, oh, this will probably go on with passengers or whatever. But it was pretty cool. It's just to be followed around and have people recording you all the time.
Legal problem. Yeah.
Well, now they say in reality TV shows, the people on camera always seem to say, oh, you just get used to it and you forget that they're there. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. There were times where I remember like making certain faces or doing certain things, and then I would look back and I'd be like, oh, there's a camera there. Oh, I need to not do that.
And then just hope it doesn't make that final edit,
right,
I guess.
Exactly.
Well, okay, now the process of this, they come in and shoot for what, like 2 or 3 weeks at a time?
They're in Baltimore for several months. They actually just hung around and basically followed us filming, looking for anything that popped up, which was cool. But like she said, sometimes you'd be dealing with something, you'd turn around, oh, there's a camera.
Now, like you say, they shoot for whatever, months or weeks on end, hours and hours of footage. You have no idea what they're going to wind up editing because you haven't seen the show yet either. Do you think, I doubt you've been recognized yet, but do you think you might be recognized on the street?
Oh, actually, we have been. I mean,
from the promos?
Yeah, I'm in the commercial, and all I do is I make a weird like face, and people don't realize that I walk around looking like that all the time because I work in an airport.
In fact, Jennifer, you work in baggage?
Yes, yeah. I do. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Well, that's okay. I've had to talk to you folks on occasion, and you've always managed to find my stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so this question is for both or either of you. What was one of the craziest stories that you remember? How about you, Z?
I guess the craziest story would probably be we had a lady who she was flying with a pet carrier, and the pet carrier fit under the seat for the first part of the trip, but then from Baltimore to Manchester, it suddenly didn't fit under the seat. So it was just very,
it defied the laws of physics, or was something else going on?
I don't really know, but it was weird because it happened, like, it happened to me, and then a couple weeks later, I was talking to another soup, the same thing happened, so we were like, I don't know what's going on. They're like fitting, but then they're not fitting.
Did you ever solve the mystery?
No. We just sold them one of ours and said, hey, you gotta make it fit.
Well, I was going to say it might be inflatable, but that would go the other way. It would get smaller. If you have a bottle of water and it crunches in. Yeah. How about you, Jennifer?
One of the craziest stories that I ever had with the camera crew right there in my face was I got a call down from the gates. I was in the baggage service office, and the supervisor said, we're having a bag that come down. An accident happened on board the aircraft, and we need you to resolve the situation. I said, what kind of accident? Well, a child went to the bathroom on somebody's bag in flight. And I said, and we're resolving this in the camera. And I'm sitting there on the phone arguing with my super, I'm not going through it. I am not doing that. No, I'm not. And he was like, yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I'm like, I am not doing that. So
well, at that point, can the camera hear what's being asked?
No. They just let me say no. I'm not doing that. No, I'm definitely not doing that. So then when the passenger finally did get down, they were asking me questions at first. And they're like, are you nervous? And I was like, yeah, I'm nervous. Like, I don't know how this person is going to be, and I'm going to tell them, listen, it's not really our responsibility, but here's a $50 travel voucher anyways, so I'm so nervous, and I could feel myself kind of like sweating, and I'm wiping my face, and I see this nice, wonderful woman come down, and she was the sweetest thing. And I said, you know what? You are so awesome. I was so scared to do this for you, but since you were so awesome, here's a $100 travel voucher. And she was like, thank you.
We do have the best customers in the business, I think.
We do. We really do.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Congratulations on the show. And are they going to be shooting again? Do you know?
From what I've heard, and these are just rumors, I don't know, but they said that they'd come back, I guess, if the show is a hit. So
it depends on ratings. So everybody watch it. It's going to be Thursday nights at 9, 8 Central.
Yep, 9, 8 Central.
On TLC.
Woohoo!
And yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Promote.
Exactly.
You need those ratings.
Right? I know, right?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2012. The captain's indicated that we've come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.